Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When police arrived, they were informed by hospital staff that a male and a female had brought a child into the hospital, and the child has sustained what they believe to be was some type of physical injury, and the child was pronounced dead at the hospital. That's a two-year-old male child. BPD began an immediate investigation. Our homicide detectives responded to ECMC, and information was put together that a person of interest in this case was possibly located at an address on Sanders Road in North Buffalo. Last night, officers went to that address. They were able to speak with the occupants of the apartment, and it was determined that this person, now later identified as a suspect who's been charged, was upstairs in the apartment with a five-month-year-old and a one-year-old child alone. Our officers did an amazing job at the scene of completely slowing everything down. Our duty officer responded, and a decision was made to call out the crisis management team as well as our SWAT team to negotiate a successful conclusion to this. And that's exactly what happened. After a number of hours in a negotiation, the suspect did surrender peacefully. Both children were unharmed in this incident. They were turned back over to their mother, and he was subsequently brought down to headquarters here and charged. I'll let the DA speak to the charges.
Thanks, Captain. I also want to commend the Buffalo Police Department for their great job in de-escalating what could have been a potentially dangerous situation, and their professionalism was just showed, as they do each and every day, by their conduct and by their duties yesterday. So as Captain Ronaldo said, after the arrest this morning over in Buffalo City Court, Mr. Baker was arraigned on one count of murder in the second degree. He was arraigned on the theory of depraved indifference, where that legal theory is basically the reckless killing of another human being with depraved indifference toward the life of that victim. There is a special subcategory in the depraved indifference statute that is specifically for babies. And so that is the legal theory that he was arraigned on. This was, quite frankly, a very aggressive arrest and arraignment. I say that in the context of that we made this arrest and we arraigned him this morning first thing, with the investigation still needing to be completed and still needing to be fleshed out exactly what happened. The autopsy report is not complete yet. I anticipate it'll be complete today, so I don't have a specific cause of death right now. It appears that it was some form of a beating death, but that could change with the autopsy. So I will obviously let you know when the autopsy comes back with a final determination and if anything changes in that nature.
Any questions?
Is he a father of any of the children involved, the children he was with on Sanders Road or the dead child?
No, it's our understanding that he is not a father to any of those children. The relationship on Sanders was, I believe, he's the children's uncle.
What's his relationship to the deceased child?
He was apparently boyfriend of the victim's mother.
You know, the investigation is still continuing, as the DA said. You know, generally when officers are starting to look for somebody of interest, you know, we go to a number of addresses known based on previous information garnered or information that's developing in these cases. As we said, this was a very fast developing case upon their arrival at ECMC. With our homicide squad did an excellent job of getting there, identifying people, and figuring out who needed to be talked to, where we could start locating people. And usually, as happens, if you knock on enough doors, you find some of the information you're looking for. Well, again, upon arrival, the officers were able to figure out that it was most probable that he was inside the house, that there were now two small infants inside of this house, and there was some cause for concern for not only his possible state of mind at that point, but also to ensure that this situation didn't escalate into something more serious. So as a standard with our policy, if we have somebody that's not responding to police, or not that he was, but let's say a barricaded subject, it's our standard practice that we activate our crisis management team. And when that team's activated, the SWAT team comes out in conjunction, and together they work to successfully resolve these incidents with little or no force.
So he wasn't at the center, he wouldn't come out?
Correct.
What was his demeanor at that point?
When he surrendered, he really didn't speak to any of the officers. He just decided to come out.
Two people that were at the house were able to get away from the house and take the baby to UCMC. Is that how it worked? And the uncle stayed at the house?
No, two separate scenes. So the suspect and his girlfriend resided at a different address. The suspect left the hospital prior to police arriving at ECMC, and he was later tracked down to the address on Sanders, which is his sister's house, who she resides there with her two children, and I believe an older male, her father.
So the man and woman who brought the two-year-old into the hospital, you believe the man was this suspect?
Correct.
And the baby's been with the child from it?
Yes.
And when do you expect autopsy results?
Hopefully today. They're pretty quick. So hopefully they'll finish the autopsy today.
So you say that the victim went, peaceably. We had heard that he was possibly involved in a standoff with the four police yesterday. That's incorrect, right?
Well, no, that's what I said. He was refusing to come out of the house, so that caused the activation of our CMT as well as SWAT teams to negotiate his surrender. And after approximately 3.5 hours, we were able to talk him out of the house without an incident.
Sanders is a multi-unit dwelling?
It's a double, yes.
Carol?
You mentioned the investigation is still ongoing. Are we looking at any other suspects or just in family?
I'm not going to comment at this time. The investigation's ongoing in the sense of trying to determine what happened to this baby. And to determine what caused this baby's death, and obviously the factors surrounding the injuries.
One or two more. The timing, you said it was an aggressive timeline for his arrest. Why did it play out that way?
Just because of the fact, the situation that occurred on Sanders Street, the fact that we now had him, in custody, and we had. Obviously enough evidence to charge him at that time. But obviously in a case like this, I can tell you that I am looking for the more evidence, the better, obviously. And so hopefully as the investigation continues, I'll be able to shore up some of that evidence.
Can you go over his charges one more time?
Yes. Yeah, sure. For murder two, the maximum sentence is 25 to life. There is always a possibility that more charges could be added on. There's always the possibility that charges could be altered. You've seen on a number of occasions where a police agency has made an arrest with someone who was killed, and the original charge was manslaughter. And then, during the course of the investigation, I indicted it on murder. That would be a situation where I upped the charge. There could be a situation, I'm not saying this one is, but there could be a situation where the arrest is murder. And then, upon investigation, I indict it on manslaughter. So I can go up, I can go down. Obviously, there's only one theory of murder right now, that is the depraved indifference. It's potentially possible, just from a general scenario, if I only charge a depraved indifference, during the course of the investigation before the grand jury, if other evidence presents itself that shows it was maybe intentional, I could then also charge the intentional murder as well. Again, not saying I'm going to do that, but I'm going to tell you right now that this is a very fluid situation. It was a very abrupt situation yesterday, and now the investigation, I can tell you, is going to continue. Like I said, there may or may not be altercations to the charge we have right now. Absolutely. Depraved indifference is the reckless taking of one's life with basically a depraved indifference, like just no conceptual feeling at all for an individual's life. So, for example, if someone took their car and just a group of people sit on the sidewalk and they just ram their car in this group of people, that would be just a total reckless, total depraved indifference of the human lives of the individuals who are on the corner. Well, again, just to clarify here, the situation that escalated on Sanders, that was his sister's home, all right? And so the situation where the victim lived along with the victim's mother, that was obviously a situation where, you know, she apparently was dating and was, you know, the girlfriend of the defendant here. And obviously, every situation's different, you just don't know who you're dating sometimes. And obviously people got to be careful on who they bring into their home and who they allowed to watch their children. I can't get into that. That's what would be evidence that I'm going to have that would go toward the murder charge. So at this time, I can't comment on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.